Law and Order and Erotic Primer. It begins with Jill Hennessy as Assistant District Attorney Claire Kincaid. In the early years, when AIDS and reverse racism plot lines were de rigueur, her Grace Jones intonation and the perfect single cocked brow, hungry for righteousness, acclaim. A sensible brown suit, the front steps of the courthouse, and the criminal justice system. We were rapt while she pined for D.A. McCoy, who could tie a cherry stem around a jury's tongue. The way he spoke, docket, evidence, objection. We spoke back, docket, evidence, objection. He knew who to kill for the killing, and after, with a solid nod towards justice, stroll straight into the smoke-soaked cop bar, resigned, thoughtful, virile. Godlike, Mr. Wolf, godlike. In the age of the Special Victims Unit, oh Olivia, there is a masterful masculinity, a minty-breathed manipulation, the spine-straight episodic triumphs over misogyny. He melts through pixels, the detective, with the muscles and the bad marriage. His anger managed fitfully the way his fists land on the side of good, always. The way he serves and protects. She was a single mother, twist, a sociopath. Say it slow. The people are represented by two equally. Law and Order, it was you first. Oh, Claire. Before I gleaned any fundamental forensic tan-lined quasi-knowledge from CSI Miami, oh, Horatio, take those shades off slowly. Say it slower, like you're in a flat reading a flashcard in a 70s porno. I think it was his time to die. I cut my teeth on Claire and Jack, my moral core sculpted at 7 p.m. in syndication. Watch them on Omni One, take note. In bed, say to your lover, tell me what to do now, Jack. Say it slower, harder, harder, more. Yeah. These are the